You're listening to SBS News.
It's a little-known illness that's starting to affect more and more people, and Australia's Indigenous communities are among the most vulnerable. 16-year-old Diana Barker-Barlow is one of 5,000 Indigenous Australians suffering from rheumatic heart disease, or RHD. Diana says the potentially fatal disease has changed her life. She can no longer play sports or run like most children her age.
When I was seven, well, I was laying on the bed one morning and I couldn't get up. Like, it was like I was out of strength down one side. It makes me feel sick.
Diana has been in and out of hospital since then. Her mother, Hannah Barker-Barlow, says her daughter is lucky to be alive.
Terrible, cruel thing to get. Then we had to rush her straight to Tamworth and then found out she had rheumatic fever. Bit of a shock, didn't know nothing really about it, eh?
Diana is a member of the Gamilaroi Nation and lives in the far western New South Wales town of Moree. Her condition began with a common bacterial infection, strep A. That triggered a rare immune response doctors believe is more common among Indigenous Australians. Reacting to the infection, her immune system developed acute rheumatic fever, the precursor to RHD. Paediatric nurse Helen Stevens says that story is alarmingly common among Indigenous Australians.
Acute rheumatic fever is caused by a group A streptococcus. We all get, unfortunately, our Aboriginal population seems to be more susceptible to the immune response that causes acute rheumatic fever.
Living in rural New South Wales meant limited healthcare options for Diana. But last month, paediatric cardiologist Dr. Yasha Kerr flew into Moree to examine Diana's heart. He says he found a large area where blood is flowing back into the chamber as a result of a damaged heart valve.
I tend to see the more severe cases, I guess, where children have significant damage to their heart.
So what I'm looking at here is Diana's heart. So what I'm seeing here is a leaky valve, a valve that was damaged by rheumatic fever. But it's very important that she doesn't get rheumatic fever again, because every recurrence of rheumatic fever runs the risk of having worsening heart disease after that.
Dr. Kerr's visit saves RHD patients like Diana long trips to hospital for testing, and that might become critical in the coming years. More than 5,000 Indigenous Australians are known to have the condition now, but that number is expected to double in the next decade as the bacterial infection that causes it becomes more common. If RHD continues to spread, it's expected to claim 650 lives, and 1,300 patients will need surgery to treat it by 2030. Dr. Kerr says more funding needs to be channeled into regional and remote communities to improve their RHD outcomes.
Unfortunately, Australia has one of the higher rates of rheumatic heart disease, acute rheumatic fever in the world. This is preventable and should be preventable, and I think we have to really focus on trying to eradicate the illness.
Claudia Farhart, SBS News.